the Tree of Wishes. A walk in the woods. It was late fall or early March time, and we were deep in the woods towards the front, quite close to the back, but dead in the middle to one side or the other. While we were walking at a rather slow pace, with a skip in our step and a hop in our stride, when what do you think we happened upon? Quite by accident, and without any intention to do so at all, no sir, the accident was quite accidental, and the intention was totally unintentional, as it can sometimes be. There, right in front of me, in a clearing closely surrounded by trees, was the most beautiful, mystical tree covered in thousands upon thousands of the tiniest, smallest, littlest, most precious bells that I've ever had the honour of gazing upon with one eye or the other, or even both at the very same time. Yes, sir, a true honour indeed is what it was. The air was very still, and you could feel the warm breeze on your face with a deafening silence that echoed through the trees in both ears. I felt all alone, surrounded by the coddle poppers, and knew that I was in the presence of something very, very special. Yes, sir, very special indeed. As special as a two-headed frog feels when you get extra points at a head count at Toadstool and win a prize. Yes, sir, as special as that. I waited for what seemed like a whole entire minute, which turned out to be only a mere 60 seconds before the silence was broken by the voice of Jeremiah Doodle Dumpling. Jeremiah Doodle Dumpling is the coddle popper story keeper here at Fairy Wood. Jeremiah Doodle Dumpling sat me down on a tree stump, hopped up on my knee, looked me squarely in the eyes, and began the story of how this wonderfully magical tree mysteriously grows the wish bells. It is a most heartwarming tale indeed, so much so that it warms the cockles of even the most frostiest of hearts. Yes, sir, it even warmed old Mrs. Frosty Pants to the point of glowing like a glowworm. Yes, sir, she even became known as Mrs. Hot Pants. What's a twinkle popper? Many, many, many years ago, or maybe one or two bunny hops longer, but not so much as a duck's waddle shorter, there was a story handed down from generation to generation, from coddle popper to coddle popper, about Angelica Merriment Maker Popperthwaite, wish maker and fairy dust dispenser to the fairy realm. Yes, sir, there most certainly, undeniably was. Angelica Merriment Maker Popperthwaite, wish maker and fairy dust dispenser to the fairy realm, was part fairy and part coddle popper, though which part was from which and what bit was from what, no one knew. And you know, if no one knows, then anybody is usually your next best bet. But on this subject, not even anybody knew, so you'd think that someone would have an idea. Because usually someone has an idea or an opinion about something, whether it be a good one or not. Yes, sir, someone usually has some idea about something or nothing, or even something about nothing, that's for sure. But on this occasion, no one agreed with anybody, and someone agreed with both. Angelica Merriment Maker Popperthwaite, wishmaker and fairy dust dispenser to the fairy realm, was a mixture known as a twinkle popper. Yes, sir, a most magical little lady, with all the best qualities of both a coddle popper and a fairy, but rolled into one, without the use of flour, baking powder, or even a rolling pin. Imagine that! Folklore tells us that Angelica Merriment Maker Popperthwaite, wish maker and fairy dust dispenser to the fairy realm, always carried a golden bell everywhere and anywhere she went, and at all times, even whenever she went wherever, and that was quite often, and usually most of the time. The golden bell contained magical properties. Yes, sir, it was more magical than a wand, and even more powerful than Brussels sprouts trouser gas explosions. And you know how powerful they are, don't you? Angelica Merriment Maker Popperthwaite, wishmaker and fairy dust dispenser to the fairy realm, rang the golden bell to help all the wishes on their way to the fairy realm, and to let the fairies know that wishes were on the way and needed to be granted, as the recipients were pure of heart and had good intentions. Yes, sir, to have a pure heart and good intentions is the only way Angelica Merriment Maker Popperthwaite, Wishmaker and Fairy Dust Dispenser to the Fairy Realm, will allow your wish to be granted. That is an unbroken rule that cannot be broken, is what that is. Apprentice Wish Granting Fairy in Training. One of the apprentice fairies, who was still in training, which meant that she did not yet have her PhD, proficiency in handing out dust of the fairy kind, and had suffered an incident not of her doing, and quite by accident, so had therefore been given the honour of being the apprentice wish-granting fairy in training. Yes, sir, a real honour indeed, and one of the highest you can honourably receive. The incident she had suffered had left her slightly deaf in one ear and hard of hearing in the other ear, which was made even worse when she forgot to wear her spectacles, which happened more often than not, and not really that often. Yes, sir, quite a bizarre fact, even as bizarre facts go, and usually they go quite a long way. Being slightly deaf in one ear and hard of hearing in the other caused the fairy folk somewhat of a problem, as no one knew whether or not the apprentice wish-granting fairy in training had heard the wish. And worse still, whether or not the apprentice wish-granting fairy in training had granted the wish that she may or may not have heard, and may or may not have granted. No, sir, a right royal discombobulation in the combobulation department, if ever there was one, and Bob wasn't even working there at the time. No, sir. Kind-hearted Angelica Merriment Maker Popperthwaite, Wishmaker and Fairy Dust Dispenser to the Fairy Realm, thought and thought and thought, long and very hard, and then thought even harder and even longer about how they could overcome this problem. Angelica Merriment Maker Popperthwaite, Wishmaker and Fairy Dust Dispenser to the Fairy Realm, thought so long and so very hard that her nose whistled for 4 frog leaps, 2 grasshopper songs and a whole owl's hoot. Yes, sir. It really was for that long, and you know how long that is. When the whistling from Angelica Merriment Maker Popperthwaite, Wishmaker and Fairy Dust Dispenser to the Fairy Realm's nose had finally died down enough for her to hear herself think, an idea came to her. As if by magic, all of a sudden, without warning, and from nowhere in particular, as they sometimes do. Yes, sir, it most certainly did. Angelica Merriment Maker Popperthwaite, Wishmaker and Fairy Dust Dispenser to the Fairy Realm, knew how powerful wishes were and just how much power her golden bell contained. She was also aware that wishes could be seen and that goodness shines ever so brightly. And together with the magical, powerful golden bell, she knew she had the answer for the apprentice fairy wishmaker in training. Yes, sir, the answer was right there in her hands and in her heart, where answers usually are. Human gifts. It was a very magical moment indeed. You might say even as magical as human children. We coddle poppers are always hearing how magical human children are, as they can manage to make something out of nothing. Yes, sir, we've heard their very proud parents constantly congratulate them on this very unique achievement. Even some human grown-ups appeared to be extremely gifted as well, as they're able to perform magical illusions. These particular grown-up illusionists appear to have the ability to be able to give the impression of blowing things out of all proportions. It seems that husbands are always congratulating their wives of their miraculous abilities to be able to do this constantly. These husbands must feel so blessed to have wives that can continually blow things out of all proportion. Yes, sir, very blessed indeed. These are very magical illusions that we coddle poppers are still yet to master. Well, now I digress, but I do find humans so intricate and interesting. However, that remains to be a continuing scientific study. Anyway, back to Angelica Merriment Maker Popperthwaite, Wishmaker and Fairy Dust Dispenser to the Fairy Realm. As Angelica Merriment Maker Popperthwaite, Wishmaker and Fairy Dust Dispenser to the Fairy Realm, rang the bell to grant the wish, the golden bell magically sent another mystical bell on the wind, and sometimes on the wings of a butterfly or dragonfly, whichever happens to be nearby, to the apprentice fairy wishmaker in training, who in turn could grant the wish and attach the bell of that particular wish that had just been granted to the tree for all to see. So everyone would know for certain and be absolutely sure that the wish was definitely, without a fairy dust glimmer of doubt, that it was granted. Yes, sir, an extraordinarily, extremely ingenious idea of genius qualities and epic proportions. The tree is certainly a sight for sore eyes, and even if your eyes are not sore, it's still a sight to see, as you can gaze upon all the little bells on its trunk and see all of the wishes that have already been granted. The Cordle Poppers, with the help of the fairy folk, have now successfully worked out how to make the same magic work for humans so that their wishes may be granted too. It has taken many a fireside beer, too much cordleberry wine to even remember, and a whole Cordle Popper King's banquet of fungal crunch bar clippings with extra crunch so that the vibrations keep their brains awake. Yes, sir, a good shake sometimes works as well, but where's the fun in that? Finally, after all that hard work and dedication, the Cordle Poppers and Fairy Folk have worked out a plan, and this is how it works. How humans can make wishes too. You may or may not be aware that the Cordle Popper Creed is changing the world one act of kindness at a time. Some humans may even already be the very lucky recipients of a magical wooden coin with one special wish. You see, the Cordle Poppers have designed this reward scheme for people who do wonderful things. Yes, sir, they most certainly have, and use it as often as cordle popperingly possible. It costs nothing to smile, yet it brightens a whole day for a stranger, and you don't get any stranger than a human either. Their stranger's day will either seem so much brighter now because of your smile, or even funnier, they may spend the rest of the day wondering where the dandelion dangle parts they might know you from, or maybe even be convinced that they've left something crusty on the end of their nose, clinging furiously to a wayward nose hair and had not yet been discovered. Yes, sir, a smile really can change someone's day in more ways than one. Oh, it most certainly can. Now, after having their day perked up, the stranger then smiles to someone else, and then that makes the other person's day seem brighter too. And so it continues, on and on its merry way. Smiles are extremely contagious, especially on a Monday, and even more so on Fridays. Yes, sir, as infectious as a yawn during a late night movie at a sleepover. And you know how infectious those are, don't you? It's then possible to see the power and simplicity of the plan, and you'll see for yourself how us Cordle Poppers really do change the world one act of kindness at a time. So keep passing it on. One good deed deserves another. The Cordle Poppers also believe that one good deed always deserves another. With this process, the Cordle Poppers have now worked out how to make the same magic work for humans so that their wishes may be granted too, and it's as simple as give to receive. We can change the world one act of kindness at a time. All of our wonderful lucky recipients of the magical coin with the one special wish will have been specially chosen and uniquely picked by the Council of Cordle Popper Elders because they were kind-hearted to the right person at the right time in the right way with a pure intention and a great big beautiful heart. You never know who that person may be or where they might turn up or even who is watching an act of kindness. Kindness costs nothing, and by receiving this special coin, you now realise just how wonderful and fulfilling it feels to be on the receiving end of your own special kindness. Yes, sir. It's like giving someone a nickel and then finding a dime wrapped in an unchewed candy wrapper, which still contains the unchewed candy. How can life get any better than that? No, sir. I just cannot think how it can. Being a lucky recipient of this coin means that you are a very special, unique person, and may you continue to walk through life with all the love and happiness that you deserve, and with an extra bit for good measure. Yes, sir. Cordle poppers always give good measures, especially when it comes to Cordleberry wine. Oh my, and what a measure they give. Oh yes, they most definitely, indubitably do. Just ask Thomas Tipsy Tippleman. So now you just need to know how to get your wish to work. Yes, sir, you really do. To activate your wish, follow the directions on the reverse of the magical coin. You'll need to register your act of kindness, the number on your coin, and where you're located in order to begin your wish activation process. This first part just gets you an invite to Fairy Wood to our September Equinox drumming event, and you know you want to be part of that. But in order to activate your wish, you need to find a person who's done an act of kindness that's worthy of the magnitude of your own wish, and then pass your coin with the one special wish on to them. Yes, sir, you really did hear that right. Give to receive. You must give your magical coin with one special wish away to that person? It might not make sense at first, and you'll want to keep it for yourself. But the magic only happens when you give your special wish to another deserving person. You see, when you give your special coin with the one special wish, it's the very time when you receive your own special wish. It's in your giving that you shall receive. How very extraordinary is that? Don't worry, my fretting human friends. I see your bottom lips a quiver. All is not lost. It's not goodbye forever. Each of the coins are brimful of magical wishes and contain more than enough special wishes for everyone. The coins each have a unique number which allows you to follow your magical coin wherever it may go. Over hill and down dale as it travels around the world and back again. And you can see how many acts of kindness your magical coin collects as it goes about its travels. Yes, sir, I hope they pack their passports in clean underwear, just in case, because you never know, do you? As soon as it is done, your own special wish will be set into motion for completion with all the love and magic that the Cordle Poppers and Fairies can muster, together with a smidgen of a sprinkling of fairy dust too. It'll be very interesting to see just how far some of these little coins can travel. And so it is as it was and always has been to this very day, that every time that a wish is fulfilled, the Cordle Popper's very magical tree mysteriously grows a bell on its trunk. It is very sacred to the Cordle Poppers and fairy folk alike, because so many dreams have come true. Yes, sir. Every single bell means another wish has magically come true, and you know that someone's heart has just grown two sizes as they've just received their wish. Now that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy, doesn't it? Attitude of gratitude. Until you find the right deserving person that's worthy of your coin, keep the coin in your pocket. And every time that you feel it, say a big thank you for all the special people in your life and all the wonderful things that you have. Humans can also practice this feeling by using any attractive looking pebble, or better still, a crystal. The Cordle Poppers call it an attitude of gratitude. Yes, sir, it is a very good attitude to have, and it never hurts to give the coin or a pebble a gentle rub once in a while to encourage the magic. No, sir, it certainly does not hurt one little bit. This is the simplicity of how the attitude of gratitude works. By being a kind person, you must have seen the reaction of gratitude from a loved one when you did something special for them. When you saw just how happy it made them, you then wanted to do even more for that person, didn't you? It is a wonderful feeling, one of the best feelings in the world, and it does not cost a single thing, but is more valuable than any money can buy. Yes, sir, it doesn't get any better than that, does it? Well, only if it came with a piece of chocolate cake with a squirt of cream on top and maybe perhaps a toy? And so it's been decreed by the Coddle Poppers that if you're genuinely grateful for all the wonderful things and appreciate the special people that you have in your life, you shall receive more of the same by virtue of your gratitude. The attitude of gratitude. When you give your magical coin with the one special wish to the new person, you must give them instructions to follow the directions on the reverse of the coin, and go to the fairywood.com Tree of Wishes page, and the whole process starts all over again. And that is the true story of how every time that a wish is fulfilled, this very special tree mysteriously grows another bell on its trunk. And you can see why it's so very precious to the Coddle Poppers, because so many dreams have come true. Yes, sir, how wonderful and precious is that? Invitation to Fairy Wood. As a reward for your bravery in parting with your beloved coin and trusting the universe enough to pass your special wish on to another, the Coddle Poppers have also bequeathed that each year, every lucky recipient of the magical wooden coin with one special wish that has emailed the Coddle Poppers with details of the wonderful acts of kindness will be invited by invitation to come to Once Upon a Time in order to make their wish at the secret location of the Fairy Stone. It'll be totally free and cost absolutely nothing at all. And this offer is even extended to the kind individuals who've made donations for the coins too. Because the Coddle Poppers believe that one good deed always deserves another. Yes, sir, it most certainly, definitely, without any doubt does. Every year, just as the leaves start to change colour, around the time of the September equinox, when the daytime hours are as long as the nighttime, and the nighttime is just as long as the daytime, the Coddle Poppers at Fairywood host a magical drumming event that joins in unison with other like-minded kind people all around the world. Yes, sir, from top to bottom, side to side, and all the corners in between. It's a time when grown-ups, children, fairy folk and enchanted creatures from every country around the globe, galaxy and dimensions are invited by special invitation to pick up a drum and join with the Coddle Poppers together as one. Yes, sir, they really, really are. It all starts at Coyote Oak in Kansas the evening before with our good friend Carlisle Burquist, who by no coincidence is an honorary Coddle Popper and has been for quite some time. He and his merry band of drummers start the drum wave and set it on its journey around the world. As the sun sets westward, each and every time zone drums in turn, without any bickering, for one whole hour at 7 p.m. and not a dog's breath earlier or a cat's purr thereafter. It has to be at 7 p.m. exactly, with no exceptions at all. Each and every time zone plays the drums for one full hour, with love in their heart, kind thoughts in their mind, a spring in their step, even though it's full, and positive intention all around, up and down, and even in and out. Which means that the drum wave continues to play for 24 hours, or one whole day and one whole night, while Mother Earth turns for one full circle. Yes, sir, all the way round from start to finish, then finishes back at the start. Carlisle says a special prayer, catches the drum wave, blesses it, and gives all the loving energy to Mother Earth for all of mankind to share. How cool is that? By the time that the drumming finishes, Carlisle and the Coddle Poppers go, is to have played 10 billion beats on the drums and sent out peace, love, hope, healing and positive intention for 24 glorious magical hours. How fantastic is that? And everyone gets a free arm workout as an added bonus, just for good measure, without any extra costs being incurred. We know that some of you from far distant lands will be unable to come to Once Upon a Time to participate, but if you'd like to organise a few of your friends to join in wherever you may be in the world, then please do so. If you send us an email with your event, the Cordle Poppers will even post it for you too. Who knows, you may even become an honorary Cordle Popper. Oh my, whatever next? So remember, in order to get your free invite to Once Upon a Time, you must have emailed us your act of kindness so that we can email you your invitation. You also must have given your one special wish to another deserving soul. After all, your wish will not be activated unless you followed all of the instructions. Legal disclaimer. It's worth bearing in mind that the Cordle Poppers and fairies are not medical doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists, psychotherapists, naturalists, pessimists, legal or financial strategists, or even anything else that could possibly end with this. If you need help in any of those areas, please seek the help of a certified pertinent professional. I may be certifiable, but I am neither pertinent nor professional. No, sir. No imagination could stretch that far. Even though Cordle Poppers and fairies give their services for free and with love, all our wishes are actually released to the higher power for the greater good. Sometimes when the wishes come back not quite as we expected, it may take humans more time to realize the enormity of the wonderful gift that's just been bestowed upon them. Yes, sir, an enormous, wonderful gift indeed. Cordle Poppers and fairies cannot be held responsible for anything that happens in your life, regardless whether it's bad or good, with or without chocolate on, as a result of you making your wish. The point of the Cordle Popper Tree of Wishes is that life is what you make of it, so be careful what you wish for. Well, what a wild and wacky ride that was into the wonderful world of Fairy Wood. We covered a great deal of ground with the Tree of Wishes, we learned about a Twinkle Popper and an apprentice wish-granting fairy in training, we were taught the responsibility of making wishes, how to make wishes for ourselves, to give in order to receive, have an attitude of gratitude, and how one good deed always deserves another. There was even a free invitation to Fairy Wood for a visit. How remarkable and exciting was that? We have another book titled How to See the Fairies. It's not part of this wonderful series, but it not only teaches us what we need to do in order to see a fairy, but actually takes us all on a magical guided meditation journey down to the world of fairy to meet either your favourite Cordle Popper, fairy, or guardian spirit. A most magical experience indeed. You'll also be pleased to know that there's going to be more amazing Cordle Popper tales in this series coming very soon too. Until next time, be good, keep smiling, and together we'll change the world, one act of kindness at a time. If you would like to see where the Tree of Wishes really is, then please visit our website at fairywood.com.